the year, it's the same routine, and I grow so weary of the sound of screams. And I, Jack, the Pumpkin King, have grown so tired of the same old thing. Oh, somewhere deep inside of these bones and emptiness.
Welcome back, Jack the Pumpkin King. Happy Halloween, everybody. Halloween weekend. We're enjoying this show so much. We've had so much fun this morning already, haven't we, Vogler Vogler?
Oh, God, where do you find these? Your music selection just messes me
This is
up.
Great.
Where do you find these?
Boy, we're waiting for the show here. I'm going to go back out to the truck and get my video camera because the diabetic Vogler Vogler is in his candy already this morning. It should get good in here. Here with Matty G and Peanut the Vogler Vogler on a beautiful Saturday morning. Great weekend. And I know you're drinking out of your Jim Covington
Thomas Coffee
mug. Shut up, Vogler Vogler.
All right.
Okay, shut up, Vogler Vogler. We're almost into gun deer season, and a lot of deer hunters out there only use that rifle one time a year. And one thing about it, we've got to get you a rubber pad for your... Every time you set the cup down, it goes out on the air.
Ooh.
Stop it. Where was I at, Matt? What was I talking about?
I was looking at the weather
you
girl.
You was looking at the weather girl. I thought you were. I caught you looking at the weather girl again. Let's see. Biscuits and gravy, venison chili, cupcakes. You got your pumpkin, and you got your candy, but you're looking at the weather girl.
And
what's your point?
your gun's been in your closet for the last year. You haven't touched it.
We're going to go deer hunting. We're going to talk to a guy to tell you how to take care of and be ready for deer season. Let's do a little intro. Yeah.
It's our Halloween party. Yes, boys and girls.
Cats, rats, and dogs. Listen to that music. You know who this is?
Yeah, Vogler Vogler. Murray Anderson.
Oh, Murray Anderson. I thought you were talking about the song.
Oh, shut up, Vogler Vogler.
Wait a minute. Yeah, let's do a little something different for this guy and let it play. There we go.
So don't tell me who's wrong and right when liberty starts slipping away. And if you ain't gonna fight, get out of the way. Cause freedom makes some.
You march back and forth to your intro.
I'm actually enjoying the outdoor scenery this morning. Got a little bit of fog going on down in the low levels. The sun's trying to peek through through some of the trees. It's really quiet, calm. It's a gorgeous morning. From down here in the Ozarks, it's going to be a gorgeous day.
But it'll be a gorgeous day. And you're a poet and don't know it. That's awesome stuff. Great descriptive. Vogler Vogler's dabbing tears as we speak.
I am.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so these guys, they're going to go deer hunting, and they go deer hunting, and then they go home. They take their gun out of their truck. They hurry home. They got to go back to work, go back to their family. They're done for a year, and they just throw it in the closet or someplace, put it up, and they don't touch it again until they get ready to go deer hunting. Give us some tips and information on how they should take care of their firearm for the coming firearms deer season, buddy.
Well, I hope the first thing they did is they actually unloaded it.
Thank you.
Around out of the chamber. I see more firearms every year that have corrosion in the chamber because they don't do that. But most thing is before it becomes the last day or the night before, take your firearms out a week or two early and clean them. Go by what the manufacturer recommends. It doesn't matter if it's a rifle or a shotgun or a pistol, whatever you're hunting with. Take a look. That gives you time to look it over to see if you forgot, hey, this thing didn't extract last year. Hey, the scope's loose. You know, things like that. So you got enough time to take it to somebody to either have it looked over, get a part in, or get it repaired before the morning of hunting season, no matter what the season is. And then you're trying to show up at a shop somewhere, no matter where they're at, because they're out in the woods hunting also.
Right.
But use correct oils. As far as for oiling your firearm, WD-40 is not a gun oil.
Thank you.
See that over and over and over again. Make sure that when you do clean and oil your gun, you wipe off all the excess.
Yep.
You don't want a lot of oil going to the woods. It collects dust, dirt, grime, the unspent powder from when you actually do pull the trigger and see a good picture of something that you wanted to shoot. All that stuff sticks to that oil. The lubricant itself, it doesn't require that. And if you're using a good lubricant like the Z-Max, where it actually bonds with your firearm, it takes even less.
Right.
Okay.
Should they check the rifle or sights again since last year they drove in a truck?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this week it was great because I did see some parents out here at the shop with the range with their kids. Whoever is going to use that firearm is the one that needs to go out and shoot it to make sure everything is working good. You just drop it off somebody and they sight it in for you. Yeah, it's going to be sighted in for them.
Right.
You know, it'll be close for you, but it's sighted in for the person who actually does it.
Okay, so wait a minute. So some of these guys I know, they send their gun home with this guy and he bore sights and gives it back to him, and they just go deer hunting with it.
Yeah. And then they wonder why they missed one. A laser bore sighter will get you close. It'll get you on paper. You still have to dial it in the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, and that doesn't matter if it's a shotgun. Well, shotgun, you got a little bit better if you're going out for your turkey and whatnot because you're using a spread. Mm-hmm. But if you're hunting with a shotgun using a slug, it's the same as using a rifle. You've only got one projectile.
Right.
Absolutely. And you would be surprised the number of guns that show up on opening day at about 20 minutes after the sun comes up. And I'm just asking myself, okay, did you make it to the woods or did you just come straight here?
You know what scares me, Murray, is if you go to a rural Walmart, and we've all been there, turkey season, or especially firearm deer season, 9 o'clock at night, they're lined up in orange to buy tags, and you see them buying rifles.
Correct.
Yep.
And scopes.
Absolutely, because it came from the factory, and it's already bore-sighted from the factory.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, I thought it was just me. And, you know, I don't want to make fun or say anything bad about anybody, but some of those lines that I have witnessed makes me very, very, very nervous about those people will be in the woods with a loaded gun.
Correct.
Remember? Well, grab another piece of candy. He's starting to drool just a little bit out the left corner of his mouth. It's going to get good in here.
You're going to have more fun and more fun, I guarantee you.
My foot's tamping real good.
Another thing to check, the reason why you want to take it to the range is because if by some reason you did leave it too dry or it got really wet the year before, mm-hmm. it can affect certain things like your trigger. So your trigger pull might be harder.
Okay.
Things like that. That's another reason why you want to go to the range and try things out beforehand.
Absolutely. Right, Vogelbacher?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I know. We're preaching to the choir, but that's...
No, there's a lot of people listening that this is good stuff. I mean, they may not know this stuff.
Every year we go through this.
Yeah.
And
it's a must-do.
It's okay because we're trying to make sure they have the best experience that they can have, especially when you're talking about the kids, like for today's youth season in the Ozarks.
Yes.
You know, if the parent picked up a gun last night at Walmart, takes his little guy or gal out to the woods for the first hunt, and they miss, look at the experience that they rob them of.
That's true. You know,
the disappointment and things that get in. So.
Okay. Well, Murray, I need you to tell our listeners, and they can ship to you as well, but anybody that's going to the Ozarks from the St. Louis area, Illinois, anywhere around, I mean, we go a long ways out now. You can, if you get down in the Ozarks in Texas County, Shannon County, Howell County, down in there, you can check this guy out, and he'll be happy to look at your gun, especially if you come a couple days before deer season. Give me your information, how they can contact you, Murray.
All right. It's Anderson Services. I'm at 911 County Road 3500 in Mountain View, Missouri. Phone number is 417-934-2175. And you can reach me on the web at MissouriGunsmith.com.
Yeah, just Google.
Google me up.
Google me up. You're on Facebook.
If you Google gunsmiths in Missouri, I'll be the top three.
There you go. Perfect.
All right.
Perfect.
It's kind of hard to miss his location with his new sign, his new old sign.
Big gun up there.
Yes.
He's right next to the anchor. You can't miss it. Right by the fabrication place there in Mountain View, Missouri on Highway 60. If you see the anchor, you're there.
I got a little bitty shop in the middle of nowhere.
Little bitty shop. Yeah, right.
Right.
We've seen your little bitty shop. All right, Murray. Hey, give Cricket a squeeze from Uncle Ray, okay? And you guys have a great, great Saturday, okay?
All right. Can't wait to see you guys again.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween.
See you, Murray. Let's take a break, Matty G. You got another song for us to go out to commercial break, and we'll see you on the other side. He's awesome. Here we go.
Yeah. Ho, 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 ho.